You know, we hear a lot about the need for customers to support their local businesses. It's on everybody's radar right now, just to shop with them, purchase with them, especially in really tough times we've been going through right now in the last 12 months. But how are businesses collaborating in a town or area to create loyalty for the entire shopping area? Let's welcome Craig Cherry from the Loyalty Zone to find out. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us, Craig. Hey, after the events, I suppose we could call them, of the last 12 months, how are businesses, well, learning, or what have they learnt by working together as a group as such?
Well, I think the ones that have done that have done a really, you know, it's a really good idea. I mean, the ones who may have got together for Easter and, you know, looked at what can we do for Easter, how can we create an Easter feel in the whole strip, you know, they're the ones who are really thinking about creating something to come to. I've got a local shopping area, and unfortunately, recently this ended in the last few years, not to do with COVID, but they used to do a street party every year. It was so successful and so popular by the customers and brought so many people in. But then my understanding is that a few of the retailers didn't want to participate anymore, and they stopped the whole thing. And I think this is where, you know, you're running your own business, but you want to think about your area as another business in its own right. How can we work together? Do we meet? Do we talk about what we're trying to create in our, you know, little strip shop area? What are we doing for customers? Now, I think there's way more that can be done that's been done at the moment.
100% agree, Craig. Are businesses cross-recommending each other, do you think?
No. I think only in a really ad hoc way, and I believe that that's a huge opportunity for businesses to go, you know, like, you know, this, here's the local person who can help you with this. Oh, you should go and see Jim down the road, or, you know, Mary, she can help you with that. The more they do that, I think that's really powerful. And my advice to businesses is don't look at the reason not to do something, find the reasons to do it.
Some
don't participate, then you don't do anything.
It's almost like that small town vibe that, you know, we had many, many years ago that worked really, really well. I mean, we're saying that they're not cross-recommending each other, but should businesses really be thinking about how they can work together rather than competing for business, Craig?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good way of thinking about, you know, we're creating an environment. Look, if you think about a hard top, you know, like the big shopping centres, this is what they spend thousands of dollars on, and they control a lot of things. Like, they'll control the look of your store, how wide the entrances are, but they do that because they've done all the research, and they're creating an environment to have people come to one place and do all their shopping. It was interesting. I was talking to a guy the other day who sells wine, and he was saying initially in COVID, a lot of the smaller ones really were struggling because people just wanted to go to one place and buy. So they're going to buy all of their, you know, their wine from the local supermarket. But he said that's changing again now. And more people are going back to local. And I think this is what we've got to keep nurturing is, you know, yes, you can get your wine here. You can get the local, you know, newsagents. You can go to the local butcher, you know, good quality meat. But how are they talking about that with each other? You know, here's where our best place to park for car parking, you know, let people know, so they're not just trying to work it out themselves.
Craig, I found it really interesting when you mentioned wine, how straight Cindy sat up in her chair then. It's the little things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've always got to look at ways of getting people's attention.
You did that.
Oh, you got me. 8:15 in the morning. It's a little early, but here I am, yeah.
Okay, would you say that if businesses are communicating with each other and they're all delivering a really great customer experience, there's really no reason for local customers to go anywhere else? Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, look, I think there's only a few areas that you may not be able to offer, but I think that's important. And then, you know, think about the name and knowing people and remembering their orders. And, you know, they've got a real opportunity. They're local. You know, you're using people's first names. You're making them feel welcome. You know, they're part of your community. You know, this is why the clever local businesses support the local, you know, footy team, you know, those sorts of things, because they're part of it. And it's not just about whether it's a good return for them, it's about being part of that community. And I think that's really powerful. And there's so much that we can be doing to, you know, give that. I mean, I do a lot of research in this area, and, you know, I'm actually working for local council at the moment, identifying where are people shopping and why are they going to different places. And unfortunately, we find that there's often some really draw cards in an area, but then they'll talk about other stores that really put them off because they're so unfriendly. It seems to be an effort to serve them. And they think, well, then I don't go there, so now I go to the supermarket to get that. Now, while I'm in the supermarket, I might as well get the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so don't give people a reason to go somewhere else.
This is, yeah, it's pretty simple stuff, really, when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you think that businesses should consider working on, like, particular themes or particular days or things like that, you know, promotions together? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I do. I'll give you one of my first jobs after leaving the teaching profession was I worked for lotteries in New Zealand, and we had this, we created a thing called Retail Theatre, and every store, you know, and we're actually the largest retailer in the country, so we created all these themes throughout the year, and we would have, here's what you put behind the counter, would all be decorated, here's what you wear. So, and we even taught them, like, here's things to say. Now, the key that the retailer had to do was they had to play along, not wear a bunny hat and look like they were, you know, this is the worst thing in their life. But it really worked. And we had customers saying, you never know what's going on when you go in those stores. But it was so simple. It was like we used cork flute board on the back. So we had a design, so there's always a back wall available behind the counter. So there's, you know, we quickly change the colour. Here's the posters, and we, you know, so we made it easy. Now, you know, we could do that across 500 locations. Now, you know, like I said about Easter, how many had people walking down the street just giving people eggs?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like you could all participate, and it would cost like hardly anything, but it creates a bit of fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I think way more can be done on theme areas, and you can create your own themes. You know, if your local footy team or, you know, I keep mentioning footy, but any sport, you know, local netball team or whatever, as in the final, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's the little things that make the most difference. Craig Cherry, customer loyalty expert. We're chatting with him this morning. Craig, how do people find more information about you and the Loyalty Zone? They might want to tap in and get a little bit more information to help their business.
Well, we go to the Loyalty Zone, you know, www.theloyaltyzone.com. And you can see my website and what we sort of do. I guess one of my passions is, I would argue that probably 95% of companies in Australia do not talk to their customer. So that's what our first thing is, we go and actually talk to people and find out what do they want and then help people deliver it. And I was doing a presentation recently to some CEOs, and one stopped me right in the middle. He goes, so all you do is you go and talk to my customers, you find out exactly what they want or what the most important things we can improve, and then you help me deliver it. I go, yes. He goes, oh, that's pretty simple, isn't it?
Brilliant.
I go, yep, simple.
Craig, good on you. We really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Really valuable advice for our local businesses that are tuned in this morning. We'll get them sent your way. We'll post the chat over our socials over the weekend, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. I always appreciate it.